At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
DraftKings Sportsbook is going live in Ohio on Sunday, January 1st at 12:01 a.m. to celebrate. All new customers will receive $200 in free bets when you sign up today. Plus, how about this? Five lucky customers will win a $100,000 in free bets. So my question is, what would you do with $100,000 on January 1st? Well, that's a question we will ponder. Tim Murray, Sean King sitting in for Mitch and Paul here on Follow the Money, hour number three, as we have just digested the majority of week 16 of the NFL. One more game to go. Nick Foles and the mighty Indianapolis Colts taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers lock up a playoff berth with a win tonight. They are a four-point favorite as of right now. Once again, Sean King to my left. I am Tim Murray. All right, Sean, let's play off of the read we just had, and congrats to the great folks of the Buckeye State, as they will have DraftKings going live on January 1st. We've got some odds out there. If you had $100,000 to place a bet on January 1st, so it does remove, you know, my Duke money line bet at the Military Bowl that I think people are, you know, clamoring to make. So it has to be post January 1, which would leave us with Tulane against USC. Utah, Penn State. We got plenty of NFL games on January 1st. We got futures to take a look at. So $100,000, Sean, handed to you, courtesy of DraftKings. What bet would you be looking at?
Well, I'm going to make a future bet because I think I know who's going to win this year's Super Bowl. And right now you can still get about plus 850 at DraftKings. And that's on the Cincinnati Bengals to win the 2022 NFL Championship. I think Joe Burrow is playing at an unbelievably high level. I think the defense has improved from last year, and they solidified and fixed the one major deficiency they had, which was the offensive line. So I'm going to go Bengals to win the Super Bowl. I feel really strongly about that play.
You're going to put your $100,000 down on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl, bring back $850,000. I'm surprised. I mean, sitting right there,
I think Tulane's going to win, but I just don't.
Moneyline plus 115 at DraftKings. Right away, instant satisfaction. You're down there. You're talking smack about Keyshawn Johnson.
I know. I'm not going to verbally attack anyone.
The green wave bringing on home. You're saying Carson Palmer who? Matt Leinart, where you at? Reggie, what? This is my house down here in Jarrah's World. Plus 115 at DraftKings.
I'm going to stick with my plus 850. I really like the Bengals to win the Super Bowl.
All right, so you could take a look at, you could play the conservative route. You go Sunday, January 1st. Let's look at some of those games. We could go Kansas City on the money line against Mr. Unlimited. You know, minus 900 at DraftKings, you know, turn our 100K into just, you know, nice little return. I'll be honest, this is what I would do. I would take the 100K in free bets that five lucky people will get on January 1st there in Ohio. I wouldn't go with a plus 850 route, but I would go to the futures market as well. I'd put the 100K on San Francisco to win the NFC at plus 250. That would be the way I would go. I know Brock Purdy is a lot of putting a lot of trust in the guy who was the last pick in the 2022 NFL draft.
He's outplayed that draft slot.
I
wouldn't hold that against him.
I look at that roster right now, Sean, that defense, the playmakers. I mean, last night.
Do you like them versus Philly if Hurts is healthy?
Yes, that defense.
Well, then that's a great play for you. Yeah.
And Jalen Hurts, the expectation, Sean, is that he's going to have to try to give it a go this weekend for the Eagles.
Which to me is a mistake. I wouldn't.
They're a 6.5-point favorite right now, the Philadelphia Eagles are, against the New Orleans Saints. Line has moved a little bit in the favor of Philadelphia. So Philadelphia is trying to win this game. Then you rest Jalen Hurts for 2 weeks, essentially, because if they win on Sunday, because of the head-to-head tiebreaker, they lock up the number one seed against the New Orleans. If they win on Sunday against New Orleans, they lock up the number one seed. So Jalen Hurts can rest week 18. He would be out, I would imagine, 2 weeks, Sean, heading into the divisional round against probably the Dallas Cowboys.
I would agree. I'm anxious to see when he gets back. What do you think of Gardner Minshew?
I mean, thought he was fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I felt like the love affair for Minshew was a little too much during the week. You know, we saw that line. He touched six. So anyone who grabbed the six Philadelphia, you're able to get the push. That was a rough pill to swallow, though, to not get the cover there with Philadelphia and Dallas, because that thing was back and forth the entire way. All in all, I mean, look, Gardner Minshew is one of the better backups, I would say, in the NFL. That's what was said all week. I think that's what proved out, but he's not Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I think he might get better as he plays more. He had really happy feet, but he did settle down and make some throws, but he also missed some throws he should have made. I forget what it was, but it was late in the game. He made a crucial error. I'm drawing a blank on exactly what it was, but you could tell he was rusty. They hadn't played in a while. I don't love the hair. Like, this is not, I personally, like, I'm not how I want my quarterback to look. But
you jealous?
No, not at all.
I mean,
I can grow hair. I just can't grow it in certain spots.
Mm. I mean, down at the 19, first and 10 with 33 seconds to go, you get the spike and just unable to punch it in. I was hoping to sit back and count my winnings on the NFC East future. Now I have to hope that we figure out a way to win one of these games or Dallas to lose one of these games. still got a couple.
What's your number?
Plus 275.
And that's to win the East, right?
Yeah.
I think you're good.
I would hope so.
I mean, they played outstanding.
They did.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to win it. I really did. I thought they were going to win.
Even the defense, I thought, I mean, I know it's hard to say it when you give up that amount of points. I even thought the defense played, you know, relatively
so
solid for large portions of the game.
Right now at DraftKings, so we were talking about this promotional offer that's happening out in Ohio on New Year's Day, where five lucky customers are going to get $100,000 in free bets. When you look at, let's start with the NFC, Sean. The Philly right now at DraftKings is +175 to win the conference. Niners +250, Dallas 5-1, Minnesota 10-1, Tampa 10-1, and then the longer shots come in. Green Bay, who's not even
Tampa's only 10-1.
Yeah.
There's no way I could take that short of a number.
Green Bay's 25-1, Giants 35, Commanders 40, Detroit 50.
That's to win the NFC, right?
Win the NFC, not the Super Bowl, to win the conference, head to the Super Bowl in Glendale. Who do you have the most confidence in? Is it still Philadelphia with the Hurts situation, knowing that they're likely going to have a bye? San Francisco.
If and when San Francisco catches Jalen, I will elevate San Francisco over Philly. But as long as Philly maintains the best record and they get the bye the first round, I'm going to stick with Philly to win the NFC. I think the Super Bowl is Philly versus Cincy. Bengals, Eagles, Eagles, Bengals, Burrow versus Hurts. That's the way I envision it playing out.
I could definitely be talked into Cincinnati. I mean, the way that they're playing right now. I mean, I think the thing that works out in the advantage of the Niners is of either one of them. I mean, they just beat the Commanders by 17. If they end up the 3 seed, and let's say it's the Giants, are you worried about the Giants? So I think
Giants are playing better. Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but if you're
overall played pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, but if you're the 49ers, you
ain't worried about him, but
49ers will take care of business. I mean, ultimately
Brock Purdy is due a bad game.
I tend to agree. And that would be my biggest concern. And for some reason, the voodoo seems to be against the Niners with all of the injuries that they've had to endure. But you look at that defense, the way that they're playing, the playmakers. Saw George Kittle just absolutely ball out yesterday. Debo should be back in the near future. Christian McCaffrey, if he can stay healthy down the stretch, he fits that offense perfectly. So that's why I think the 49ers at +250, if I were to be able to get the 100K, I think that's the way I would roll. +250 to win the NFC. What about to win the NFC South? Who's winning the South?
Tampa actually finding a way to get a win last night. Went a long way to it being them.
Did they win it or did Arizona lose it?
Well, either way, the number will increase to the left of the hyphen. So that's all that really matters.
Their having last
said that, I'm pulling for the Panthers. Sentimentally, like I want the Panthers to get in.
You won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I know, and I'm not gonna be upset if they get in, but they haven't played well enough to be a playoff team. And I know the Panthers haven't either, but I mean that the two organizations came in with completely different expectations. And I want Steve Wilks to get that job. I think he's done a great job there in Carolina.
In Tampa's last five games, they've lost three of them. In the two games they won, they trailed 16-6 and 16-3 in the fourth quarter. Folks, once again, DraftKings going live in Ohio Sunday, January 1st at 12:01 a.m.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
VSiN is the gift that keeps on giving. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber for only $79 to get access to everything we do from now through the big dance. Sign up today and you'll also receive $20 to buy VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear at our online store. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, betting splits, and betting reports. This is a limited time offer, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift and get VSiN Pro access all the way through the end of March Madness. Head on over to VSiN.com/subscribe. Got Monday Night Football coming up tonight. Chargers and Colts. Got a bowl game later on today as well. New Mexico State and Bowling Green. And that is the Quick Lane Bowl up there in Detroit. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. It is Follow the Money as we're sitting in for Mitch and Paul. They will be back tomorrow. A little three-day weekend for them. Enjoying the Christmas weekend. So happy to sit in for the fellas and try not to burn down the joint as they will return tomorrow and give their thoughts to the weekend that was and everything moving forward. So we just spent a lot of time talking about the San Francisco 49ers, Sean. They get it done on Saturday, I should say, against the Washington Commanders. They win, they cover. They are now 10-5 ATS, are the San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. And they have been covering machines these last handful of weeks. Who would dare bet against? Oh, I did. I took the 7 like a dope. Thought we were good for at the half. I'm like, 7-7? All right, we're feeling all right. And then Taylor Heinicke looked like the guy that was in grad school 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was with you. Only loss of the weekend. I had Giants and Packers as my other two plays.
Yeah, yeah, nice weekend.
Yeah.
All right. But as for those 49ers, 11-4, and George Kittle, how did he make that one catch? Deflected. Somehow he caught it like on his leg. I'm thinking we stop him here, force a field goal. Maybe we've got a shot at a backdoor. No, not the case. But George Kittle, 6 for 120. Brock Purdy, 15 of 22. 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. And George Kittle, who has dealt with a lot of quarterbacks there in San Francisco, he's feeling the love right now from his new quarterback. And he believes that Mr. Purdy can lead him to the promised land.
I mean, Brock's confidence that he brings in every single day makes us all very confident. We know that he's going to make plays with his legs. He's fantastic about rolling out, keeping his eyes upfield. I mean, he's makes guys miss in the backfield. He's such an athlete. He's good with the football. He doesn't make stupid throws. I mean, you can just tell he's taken tens of thousands of reps at quarterback, and I think that's very helpful for him right now, and it's a reason that he's been able to step in this late in the season and play at a high level.
First off, for those of you watching with us, the getup that George Kittle was rocking on Christmas Eve.
The Santa hat with the great hair. I mean,
and the sweatshirt that just said nice all over
it. Yeah, he can pull it off, though.
You got Six for a buck 20.
I will say this about his quarterback. He obviously loves Purdy because Purdy actively looks for George Kittle's, something that Garoppolo, for whatever reason, failed to do a lot of the time. But if you recall, there was a play, and it ended up being him throwing the ball away, but he rolled and left the pocket, rolled to his left, Tim. Right before he got to the sideline, he did a full 360 and then threw the ball out of bounds. And a lot of people overlooked that play, but the level of maturity it took to not take the loss, because most quarterbacks, they just run out of bounds and you lose 12 yards. The maturity to know where he was, that throwing it away was better, but the athleticism and the confidence to do the pirouette and not fall down, I think Brock Purdy is extremely talented. Now, again, he's got a bad game coming. If you're a 49er fan, you better hope it happens one of these last 2 weeks or the Niners will be an auto fade for me come playoff time, because I know he's got one blow-up game coming. I just don't know exactly when it is, but he's talented, man. Like, I'm telling you, Kyle Shanahan is more confident right now with Brock Purdy than he's been with Jimmy Garoppolo the last 2 years. I can guarantee you that.
Something George Kittle mentioned, and I'm curious your thoughts on this. Brock Purdy was a four-year starter at Iowa State. And a lot of these guys, you look at Trey Lance, and this is a knock. He's hurt. He broke his ankle or whatever. The knock on him was he didn't play a lot of football in college, right? He was the backup at North Dakota State. Then he took this job. Then they had the COVID season. So he only started for really one season. Brock Purdy started 4 years at Iowa State, Sean. And George Kittle alluded to it a little bit there. You know, he said, you know, the 10,000 reps that he's had. Is that something that leads into how Brock Purdy can step in right away and not seem to skip a beat? You know, obviously people, and I think rightfully so, have given a lot of credit to Kyle Shanahan and the system that he has. But as you alluded to, there was confidence between Shanahan to go to Purdy. How much does his just tons of football that he played at Iowa State help to where he is right now?
Well, it plays a lot. 81 touchdowns, 33 picks. I mean, the ball's left his hand a whole lot of times, and it generally ends up in his teammates' hands as opposed to his opponents. And if that's an oversimplification, look up any Miami Dolphin fan today and see how complicated it can be for your quarterback just to not throw the ball to the other team. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Tua. But the thing that really, I think, prepared him was the failure as a senior. Remember, Iowa State came into Brock Purdy's senior year. He was going to be an All-American. Breece Hall was an All-American. They had multiple guys on defense that were supposed to be All-Americans, and they just underachieved at a massive level.
Charlie Kolar, their tight end. Yeah.
I think a byproduct of that, Tim, was he fell in the draft. Pedestrian, 19 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And he didn't look like a top-flight quarterback. And maybe that's helped him because he had to face that adversity, be better prepared for this opportunity. But whatever it is, he's looked outstanding. He looks like he belongs. He can make the throws. He's athletic enough to create an issue for the defense, you know, about him scrambling, leaving the pocket, extending plays, picking up first down with his legs. Like all of those things that you see the top-tier teams, you know, have from their quarterback, he's presenting so far. Having said that, we have not seen him have to play from behind. We definitely haven't seen him have to have a late-game comeback. And we haven't seen him have to fight through adversity of his own doing, whether it be interception, fumble, but we know those things are coming at some point. How he handles them is going to define him.
We talked about this a lot earlier in the show. The Steelers win over the Raiders, how important it was.
Poor Mad Dog.
Three brave souls out there who had the Steelers. Mad Dog being the handle of the survivor, circa survivor participant who had the Vikings on Saturday, and all he needed was the Raiders to close it out against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it wasn't to be. So Derek Carr, three picks, last coming on just a horrendous floater that Cam Sutton picked off in the final minute of the game. Derek Carr, after the game, asked about yet another close loss for the Las Vegas Raiders in what has been a massively disappointing season?
When you fall short, I mean, my heart breaks, you know. I just care so much, and, you know, when you don't, you know, do your best, you let your team down, let your organization, your fans down, it hurts, you know, it breaks your heart. But, you know, at the end of the day, nobody cares. You get back up and you keep going. You know, that's how we do it.
Sean, what's next for the Raiders? Derek Carr, I believe the dead cap hit, if they were to release him, I think it was like $5 million next year. I find it hard to imagine Derek Carr is the quarterback of the Raiders in 2023. By the way, they got the 49ers and Chiefs to close out the season. What could go wrong?
Right.
I mean, I guess the Chiefs will probably be resting people, so the 49ers will be full go here in Las Vegas.
Here's the issue for me. Right now, the Raiders sit at 9 in the 2023 NFL draft. Mm-hmm. Because of the Davante Adams trade, they don't have a 2024 first-round selection. I've said all along, they weren't making the playoffs. And being 6-9, although you have some wins in there that temporarily made you feel better, they'd be better off right now, Tim, if they were 3-12. They got to get a quarterback. There are two bona fide, legit ones in this draft. The Raiders are going to miss out on both. I don't know. I don't think Derek Carr is the quarterback of the Raiders in 2023, though. I'll say that.
Well, you got Josh McDaniels. We'll just call on Jimmy G or Tommy B.
Ooh. Starting rumors.
We will talk to Bill Polian. He will join us next right here on Follow the Money. Tim and Sean sitting in for Mitch and Paul.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
The countdown to 2023 has started, and BetRivers Online Sportsbook has you covered to start the new year off with a bang. Join BetRivers on both New Year's Eve and New Year's Day to ring in 2023. Log on to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app on December 31st to receive a 22% profit boost. Then log in again on January 1st, 2023 for a 23% profit boost on any qualifying wager. That's right. Celebrate with BetRivers and get not one, but two profit boosts. It's a whole new game. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is Follow the Money sitting in for Mitch and Paul. They will be back tomorrow. And I want to do a little walk down memory lane here as we bring in our next guest. June 2nd, 2006. The Indianapolis Colts, whose team president and general manager at the time was Bill Polian, signed a scrappy young man who had just recently been released by the Arizona Cardinals. That was you. And now Bill Polian joins us right now. Bill, what stood out so much about my partner? I can't envision it. I don't understand why anyone would want to. I'm just kidding. But 16 years ago, you made the decision to take a risk on this young man right here.
Well, I didn't think it was much of a risk, very honestly. You know, what stood out, arm strength, athleticism, quick football intelligence, general intelligence, leadership. It wasn't much of a risk at all, and we thought it would be a great compliment to Peyton Manning.
You know what's interesting, Bill, is Tom Moore is still doing it. And I never forget getting there and, you know, meeting Tom and Howard Mudd. And I tell people this all the time, and I'm fascinated by what you think of it. As great as Peyton was, and he's great, if young quarterbacks could get the same coordinator, same O-line coach for the early part of their career, is such an advantage. Talk to me about just that consistency for these young guys as they come into the league.
Well, it starts with competence. You know, you can't find two more competent people than the late, great Howard Mudd probably as good as ever coached the position in the history of the league. And Tom Moore, who's now, I don't know, 84, 85, still coaching quarterbacks in Tampa Bay. Tom Brady talks about how much he contributes. In those days, when we were together in Indianapolis, he was the coordinator. The two were side by side, just this one mind and two bodies in terms of how the offense should be run, what techniques we should use, how the players should be coached, what the keys were for each individual play. All of that never changed in, well, I guess for the 14 years we were together there. And all 14 were with Peyton. So, you know, is Peyton a singular once-in-a-lifetime talent? Yes, no question about that. But I would say that Tom Moore and Howard Mudd are singular once-in-a-lifetime assistant coaches, and that's why that worked as well as it did. And if you look around the league today and you see the abysmal offensive line play, particularly when backups are in the game, and that's always happens because of injuries, that never happened with us because of the way Howard coached them, the way we practiced, and because of his genius and because of Tom's ability to make sure that the offense was learnable, coachable, and playable.
I asked that to ask this question. If we move down to Miami, Bill, Tua's in year three. He's had multiple coordinators already on his second head coach. He's obviously struggling. As an organization, when you feel like you have a lot of the pieces in place to win a potential championship, and all of a sudden your quarterback is kind of being inconsistent, let's put that on his last stretch of three games, as it pertains to Tua in Miami, would you have patience because it's year one with Mike McDaniel, or after 3 years, regardless of the coaching situation, you kind of have an idea if he can get it done or not?
Well, I think you have to have some patience. But you also have to, as you know, having played the position, delve deep into why what happened yesterday happened. I thought Tua played awfully well against Buffalo in tough weather conditions against a really good defense. Tua wasn't the reason they lost that game. Buffalo was just better, really, when it's all said and done. And Josh Allen was just about better. He's a singular talent. So that one, it really isn't a loss. You know, you got beat by a better team and a better player who played at his best when it counted. But yesterday, now you got to go back over the film and say, why did this happen? Why did he throw the first interception into a three-on-one? You know, there's three defenders over there. Did you not see the defenders? Did you blank out? Did you predetermine? You know, you played the position. Any one of those three or four things could happen. You could be under pressure. He wasn't. That's even worse, an even worse situation for the autopsy because he wasn't under pressure. He wasn't chased out of the pocket. He wasn't making an ill-advised Baker Mayfield-like throw, you know, nothing like that. He didn't see what was there. So why is that happening? To me, that seems fixable if it is not a long-term problem. But if it is a long-term problem, then the organization has a problem because if it can't be fixed, then you're going to get that kind of inconsistency, and you certainly don't want it in that situation at this time of the season. You know, we always preach critical efficiency in Indianapolis, right? Mm-hmm. Critical times, you have to be efficient. He wasn't. And that's so that you can't deny that. You got to do the autopsy, get to the bottom of it, see if it's fixable.
Chat once again with Hall of Fame executive Bill Polian here on Follow the Money as Tim Murray and Sean King sitting in for Mitch and Paul. Yesterday, just another poor performance, Bill, from Russell Wilson. Throws three picks as the Rams put it on the Denver Broncos. I know this season has been a complete wash and a massive letdown for the Broncos after everything they put in, you know, to go get Russell Wilson. They change coaches. moving forward, when you look at this offseason upcoming for the Denver Broncos, it's not like they can really get off Russell Wilson's contract where it sits right now. What can the Broncos do moving forward?
I think you asked three questions. If you're the GM, maybe even the owner, you ask, or in concert with one another, you ask three questions. Number one, is the system that Russell is in conducive to his maximum success? And he's part of that discussion, and it's got to be frank and open and honest. From afar, it looks to me like the answer is no, but I'd want to have that discussion. Two, is the head coach capable of adjusting enough to make sure that what's around Russell and the way Russell needs to play is functional and workable? Now, they do not have an offensive line. Their offensive line has been decimated by injuries. So you take that into consideration. Who's coming back from that group? Who's going to be healthy? Who's good enough, et cetera? Is their receiving core good enough? I think the answer to that is yes, although Judy's not on the field a lot, and that tends to be a problem. And then finally, you got to ask yourself, who yesterday, when there was nothing to be gained on Christmas Day, played hard and showed that they were a professional football player? That's one that I think the GM can answer. That's the first thing I would be looking for on the film today. I don't think you lay down and get blasted around on defense like they did, and you can accept that. You can't accept it. And people who played like that don't need to be on the team anymore. So those three issues have to be dealt with.
He's a Hall of Famer for his time in the league, most notably with the Indianapolis Colts. And signing Sean King, I think the reason you have that wonderful jacket in your closet is probably because on that early summer day you shine Sean King. Man. Hey, Bill, we appreciate
Merry
great
Christmas.
Stuff.
Hey, my pleasure. Happy New Year, guys. Great to see you.
There he is, Bill Polian.
He's the best. I love Bill. He's awesome.
You speak very highly about your time in Indianapolis.
Man, I loved Indy, man. I actually rented my place from Bill out in
really?
Keystone. Yeah. Good times there.
All right. We will wrap things up here on Follow the Money. Sean King, Tim Murray, what's in pocket? We take a look at Monday Night Football one more time. There is a bowl game today as well. We'll wrap it up next here on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're right.
In Pocket is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. All right, Sean, let me know. Why are we bolt rolling with New Mexico State?
Well, because I believe in Jerry Kill to finally get a bowl victory. I think he's 0-5, but hey, he went to a place that they hadn't had a lot of success in New Mexico State. He got them bowl eligible in year one. They finished the year out hot. Giving me points against Bowling Green, who I've watched play the Jekyll and Hyde of all Jekyll and Hyde type football programs. They're not excited to be playing in this game, but guess who is? I like New Mexico State. Take them plus the 4.
Why is Bowling Green not excited to be playing in this bowl game? You just made that up.
No, I didn't.
Why would Bowling Green, a team who won 2 games last year, not be excited to play in any bowl game?
Well, because if they're really excited, they'd have played better down the stretch. They'd have got into the MAC Conference Championship game and been playing in a better bowl.
Their season win total was 3.5, and they're in a bowl game.
I'm riding with the Fighting Jerry Kills. This is In Pocket, plus the 4.
Godspeed. Godspeed. You know, it's always really advantageous to go against 5 points of line movement. Usually beneficial. By the way, Paul Stone tweeted this out. He said, entering 2022, New Mexico State and Bowling Green had a combined record of 18-61. Today, the schools will be playing in a bowl game.
Can we make a quick cigar bet? I'll take New Mexico State plus the 4.
No, I have no interest in betting on this game.
Oh, well then, don't sit there and peacock then about how you don't like my play unless you're willing to put on the wood.
I'm curious.
I'll give you Bowling Green minus the 4.
No, I have no interest in playing that game at a terrible number.
All right.
Why would I bet a game that I could have got Bowling
Move on,
Green
carry
plus
on,
1?
Carry
By
on.
The way, if you joined us on Friday, Sean was really confident about Missouri against Wake Forest.
I was not really confident.
You were chanting SEC on
the
show.
Yeah, but that's an overall chant. That wasn't directly correlated to one particular
game. Should I chant 0-2? Because that's what they are in bowl season. And 0-2 ATS, too, are the mighty SEC. But, you know, it doesn't matter when they lose bowls.
Are you peacocking because Missouri and a depleted Florida team lost? We'll see when the big boys play what happens.
You sound exactly like, well, except Tennessee. That won't count because, you know, Hendon Hooker.
He's hurt. He's out.
Well, and Tillman and Hyatt are out too. So that game doesn't count.
It won't.
Yeah, exactly. But when they care, you know, that's what it matters. All right. This line has moved a lot too. I played it at a pick way back when. I still think anything under a field goal is fine here. Duke against UCF. This game on Wednesday. The Blue Devils, we talked about this on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. Talk about motivation. UCF, if they beat Sean's alma mater in the AAC Championship game, they'd be playing the Cotton Bowl. Instead, they're playing, I love Annapolis, Maryland. It's where I lived for 5 years. They're playing in Annapolis. They're playing at a rival's field. And Duke didn't win a game in the ACC last year. There's a reason the line is moving in their favor. They don't have any opt-outs to worry about. UCF's got a lot of issues when it comes to injuries. Their backup quarterback, Mikey Keene, has already transferred out. Remember, he wasn't available for the AAC Championship game. You've got transfer portal situations with 3 of their top best players. John Reese Plumlee's all banged up. I think the Blue Devils are fired up to be playing any bowl game. I will ride with Duke against UCF on December 28th in the military.
I don't have a problem with your selection. I just have a problem with the actual location. Why don't they play this at FedEx? And why is this play that's not even like a nice stadium.
And FedEx Field is?
Well, it's better than where they're
at.
No,
it isn't.
Yes, it is.
I will Anyone listening right now, tell me what stadium is better and where you would rather be. Annapolis is a wonderful
city. The campus is nice. I mean,
the town is nice. Have you been to FedEx Field, Sean?
Yeah.
I don't know. So Sean's got this weird.
I played there. Remember, I was rolling to my left and kind of did the pirouette and dropped the ball, picked it up, threw it for a touchdown. Remember I told you Deion Sanders yelled at me early in the game?
And you think that's...
Because they had the drum. They were the only NFL stadium I remember where the home team had a band.
And you think that stadium, which is an absolute dump and an embarrassment to the league.
But I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be 60,000 at Duke versus Central Florida, but...
They used to play it at RFK.
Annapolis is kind of cool when you're playing the Naval Academy, but that's probably about it.
Man, I don't know why you feel the need to unnecessarily take shots at a great stadium as opposed to the dump that is FedEx Field.
I don't think anybody would categorize
but hey,
it as a great
stadium. Enjoy betting on New Mexico State today. I wish you nothing but the best. And Jerry Kill and his 0-5 bowl record.
Have you seen my sweatshirt he sent me?
No.
He sent me a hoodie.
I mean, the good news is...
It's cool. I might wear it. If they cover, I'm going to wear it tomorrow.
Good.
To VEASAN Primetime from 3 to 6. You guys can check myself and the Ginger Genius out. We argue a lot more. I know it's early in the morning, so I try to keep our bickering to a minimum.
Sean was
Sean's
nap that he took during the middle of the day yesterday didn't help him have the full energy, this morning.
It really did it. Like, I don't know what happened today. Like, I kind of flatlined at one point, but I'm back now.
Man,
and I'll be in full peacock mode with my New Mexico State hoodie on tomorrow, too.
Congrats.
Take New Mexico State plus the 4.
Why would you tell people?
Because that's what I'm wagering on today. That's what I'm betting. Middle Tennessee State getting points. San Diego State, they went outright. It's been a dog kind of last couple of games in the bowl.
San Diego State gave up 170 yards of offense.
And Middle Tennessee State, I'll take that with New Mexico. I don't care if I win the statistic battle. I just want to be within 4 points.
Hey, your dog in Missouri took care of business the day before Christmas.
They did until they didn't.
Yeah, they lost by 10.
I know. So. It was a late 10.
Is that what you told the, when you went to go cash your ticket?
No.
It was a late 10.
I did try and get my money back for the Patriots loss yesterday, though. It's like, come on, I should at least get a push. The guy missed an extra point. Like, are you serious?
All right, Monday Night Football tonight.
And before we move on, one last thing. What is wrong with Bill Belichick? What was he doing when they went for 2? Like, that's the part I never got either. Because they were down, the score was 22. I'm drawing a blank on exactly where it was, but...
It's 22-12, right?
It was before. Right. The numbers didn't make sense. I'm trying to... Let me pull it up because I'm drawing a blank.
It was 22-12. They went for it to try to make it 22-14.
But
it was early in the fourth quarter. It was 12:58 to go. It was 22-12. They scored a touchdown. They went for 2. They didn't get it. So that would have made it a one-possession game.
Okay.
And then they missed the extra point when it was 22-18.
I didn't feel like my math was there, but... You could be right. I could be wrong. That's why I asked. Yeah.
You were just thinking about plus 3. That was all the thing was in your
mind. That's all I was thinking. I knew we were out of whack.
Monday Night Football tonight. We've got Indianapolis and the Los Angeles Chargers.
I'm going to stay away from this one.
The Chargers are a 4-point road favorite against the Indianapolis Colts. As Sean mentioned yesterday, all the dogs covered.
This is a I told you so game. Like, if the Chargers route the Colts, people are going to be like, I told you. Come on. Justin Herbert going against Jeff Saturday in PlayStation Parks. And then if the Colts either win outright or cover the 4, I told you, all the dogs are hitting. Like, so it's like an I told you so game. It really is. The fact that Indy doesn't have Jonathan Taylor.
Look.
I would lean Chargers here, but I definitely wouldn't involve too much from a risk standpoint. I'm going to search, and you guys can follow me on Twitter at Real Sean King, and I'm going to search and really come up with a way to attack the player props in this game. I think there'll be some interesting ways to capitalize and potentially make some money using that method.
I have no real interest. It would be dog or pass for me in this one. Over at VSiN.com, the betting splits, we showed you the graphic earlier in the show. 90% of the money, 78% of the bets are on the Chargers against the Colts tonight. What could go wrong? Nick Foles, baby. We saw him in an infomercial today. It was a sign that here he comes. And the line, I believe, is ticked up to 4.5 at DraftKings right
Maybe
now.
Maybe I'll rock with a Mike Williams anytime touchdown. Maybe I'll play it.
Well, you're coming off. Like you that. Had a Trevor Lawrence first touchdown.
Yeah.
Been hot. Thursday night. Been hot. All right, well, go home, take a nap so you can watch the, what do you think, over under 123 people at Ford Field today. John's pulling for the Aggies. I'll tell you what, that win over Valparaiso changed some minds. It really did. That's Sean King. I'm Tim Murray. Mitch and Paul, they will be back tomorrow. Thanks to Dustin. Thanks to everyone. We'll be back tomorrow on VSiN Primetime, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. See you, folks.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.